New York City. Having traveled to some of the worst hellholes on Earth, Philip Mercer still had difficulty recalling a smell worse than a New York garbage truck in the summer. It was a rank odor that hit like a nuclear blast. The lumbering vehicles were making their pickups as he walked along Amsterdam Avenue, a steady stream of what awful drizzling from their gaping tailgates. On one level, the scientist in him was morbidly curious to know exactly what had been discarded that could be so putrid. But his interest wasn't nearly strong enough to overcome the stench. Had he known the gauntlet he'd have to walk, he would have had the airport taxi drop him at his destination rather than embarking on this random stroll from Midtown. Mercer abandoned Amsterdam, crossed Columbus, and began walking northward along the much better-smelling Central Park West. The morning sun beat against the sidewalks, and he shed his suit jacket, tucking it into the crook of his elbow. Doormen in uniforms paid him little heed as he passed their buildings, monoliths of granite and limestone containing some of the most expensive apartments in the world. Brass handrails and awning supports gleamed like gold. Between 79th Street and 81st stood the massive American Museum of Natural History, his favorite spot in the city. If he had time later, he would come back to see the new Rose Center for Earth and Space. He paused, as he always did, to study the statue of Theodore Roosevelt at the museum's Central Park West entrance. Flanking the statue were two walls chiseled with one-word descriptions of arguably America's most dynamic president. Making comparisons between T.R. and himself was humbling. Statesman. For a year, Mercer had had a pair of diplomatic plates on his Jaguar as a gift from the United Arab Emirates, but that didn't count. Author. Mercer's doctoral thesis from Penn State on mining and quarrying techniques had been used as a textbook for a short while. Soldier. Not with any army, but Mercer had seen more combat than even old T.R. Governor. No. President. Not on a million-dollar bet. Explorer. Mercer was on his way to a meeting at the Surveyors Society, an exploration club, of which even Roosevelt hadn't been a member. For the rest, he didn't come close. But then again, who could? Along 81st Street were more Art Deco apartment buildings, 15 stories tall, solid and opulent. A professional dog walker hurried by with a brace of stately Afghan hounds in a well-pampered pack. A block to the west, the neighborhood...